This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In this pandemic economy, we'll get an Election Day economic reading on both manufacturing in America, retail spending, and sales of cars and trucks covering October. Vehicle sales have been trending up after the earlier COVID collapse. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Back in April, with COVID surging and the economy shutting down, production at auto plants dropped precipitously. Automakers retooled to be COVID safe, and by May, they'd started ramping up production again. But Christian Gicek at the Center for Automotive Research says there still aren't enough vehicles on dealer lots to meet demand.
If you need a truck right now, you're going to take the one that meets your criteria right now at the price they're offering it, or you might be waiting a few months.
Still, with millions out of work and earning less, who's buying? Analyst Garrett Nelson at CFRA Research says it's primarily higher-income Americans in cities and suburbs.
While they might be working from home, they need that vehicle to do their errands, and maybe they had really not seen an automobile as a necessity before, whereas because of the pandemic, they do now.
He says with people shunning buses and Ubers and trains and planes, a lot of consumers want their own set of wheels. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.